There are some cells in the stomach that I want to talk about. The first are the parietal cells, and these cells are responsible for secreting stomach acid. They produce and secrete hydrochloric acid into the stomach. They also produce a chemical called intrinsic factor, which is important for influencing the absorption of vitamin B12 from the food. So this is a very important chemical in terms of absorption of vitamin B12. Another type of cell that are very important in the stomach are the chief cells. And these secrete a protein called pepsinogen, which when it comes in contact with the stomach acid converts into pepsin. And pepsin is a very powerful enzyme which is capable of digesting proteins. There are also endocrine cells in the stomach, and these are going to secrete regulatory hormones. One in particular is called gastrin, G-A-S-T-R-I-N. And gastrin has the effect of stimulating secretions by the chief cells and the parietal cells. And also, secondly, of stimulating contraction of the stomach. So the hormone gastrin is going to be important in moderating the function of the stomach. It's going to be involved in causing the chief cells and the parietal cells to secrete pepsinogen and hydrochloric acid, and then also it's going to trigger the contraction of the stomach. And then finally, the other type of cells that are very important in the wall of the stomach are the goblet cells, and these secrete mucus. And this mucus is extremely important because it protects the stomach wall itself from the digestive enzymes in the stomach and from the extreme acidic conditions. If you think about it, pH of 2 can dissolve through metal, but with the mucus lining the inside of the stomach, it does keep some protection from that acid.